Good morning. We're going to start Klal Yud Aleph with Hilchos Tzitzis. The Chayyadim has two klalim in regards to Hilchos Tzitzis, Klal Yud Aleph and Klal Yud Beis. Klal Yud Beis deals with Birchos Tzitzis, which corresponds to Simen Ches in the Shulchan Aruch. Just as a reminder, we pointed out that most Sevarim use the order of Simonim as the chapters and Sifim as the paragraphs. The Chayyadim uses the klalim as the chapters, and he calls the paragraphs Simonim. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Ches deals with the Hilchos Birchos Tzitzis, so Klal Yud Beis basically corresponds to that. The Shulchan Aruch has Hilchos Tzitzis starts in Simen Ches, which is the halachas of the brachas of Tzitzis, and continues until Simen Chav Dalet. The Chayyadim compresses all of that into one Klal Yud Aleph, and then the Klal Yud Beis is the halachas of Birchos Tzitzis. So this klal is going to cover all of Hilchos Tzitzis, which is covered by the Shulchan Aruch in 17 simonim. He's going to cover that in one klal, at two klalim. I also want to point out this halacha does not apply to women, so any women which are listening, so you'll be able to know these halachas to help your son and your husband, but they do not apply directly to women. Klal Yud Aleph, Hilchos Tzitzis, Simon Aleph, mitzvah say min haTorah, lasu tzitzis bebeged sheyesh lo dalet kanfas kesholoy b'shoisai. There's a mitzvah say in the Torah to put tzitzis on the corners, a bag which has four corners, to put it on the corners of the beged. A bag which has more than four corners is also chayav in tzitzis. You put it on the four most distant corners from each other. So this is a mitzvah say min haTorah, once you have this beged on. You do not have a chiyuv to put it on before you put on the beged, but once the beged is on, you have the chiyuv to have them on, and therefore you want to have them in place. As soon as you put on the beged, you have the mitzvah to have tzitzis there. Okay, take if mishanot yoda b'shakris im korheir hayoyim, mishyakar ben tcheles lalovan. Immediately, once a person washes his hands in the morning, if it's already light out enough that to reach a stage called mishyakar ben tcheles lalovan, we'll explain that in a moment. So yisatev b'tzitzis, o yilbish k'talas kotten, v'lo yelo dal ramas b'lo tzitzis. A person should wrap himself in tzitzis, which would be the talas gadol, or at least put a talas kotten on. And a person should not go dal ramas b'lo tzitzis. The Gemara says that a person is not mechuyev to wear a bag which has four corners, and therefore he's not really chayev in the mitzvah of tzitzis, like we'll see in the next simon in Beis, that it's only a chiyev once you have the garment on. You have no chiyev to put on the garment. But the Gemara says that Be'idin Derischa, at the moment where Kadosh Baruch Hu would have anger with the world, he will punish for the lack of the interest of the person to want to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. So since this is something which the Gemara is saying very clearly, that the Baruch Hashem will be dismayed and upset at somebody who does not choose to do this mitzvah when he has an opportunity to do this mitzvah, considering the fact that the Gemara says that mitzvah tzitzis is considered equal in some way to all of the 613 mitzvahs, so a person has an opportunity to do a mitzvah which is equivalent to all 613 mitzvahs, and he chooses not to, we can understand why Kadosh Baruch Hu will be upset at him. So therefore, immediately when the person awakens, once he washes his hands, he should put on this garment without the four corners, and therefore immediately fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. What is this time that a person has the chiyuv to put on tzitzis? So it's a time called Mishiyakar ben Tcheles Lalovan. So we know that there are different times in the morning. The first zman in the morning, we have the night time, and it's considered all the lochas of night. And the first period, which is known as Alos HaShachar, or Amud HaShachar, is when in the eastern sky, where the sun is going to rise, it starts becoming light in the eastern sky. The rest of the sky is still dark. But in the eastern sky, there's a little bit of light. The first moments of light are actually in the eastern sky, but not along the whole eastern sky, but only right above where the sun's going to actually rise from. And then it's going to spread to the whole eastern horizon. And then the sky itself starts to lighten. The rest of the sky starts to lighten. So the first stage, according to many poskim, is still considered Lila, where it's just one point of light in one area of the eastern sky. Once it's spread, the light is spread to the whole eastern sky, that's called the period of Alos HaShachar, that the Shachar has arisen, and that's considered the first halachic status of day. The mitzvah of tzitzis, however, it says urisam, so you have to be able to see it. And since the Torah requires tchelis and lavan, we define that the mitzvah of tzitzis only starts once it's light enough that a person can be able to recognize the difference between the lavan tzitzis, the white tzitzis, and the tzitzis which are dyed with the color of tchelis. So that takes a little bit more time, and that's when the mitzvah of tzitzis starts. It's not clear in the halacha exactly how long that time is. There are different calculations how to calculate when is the appropriate time called Mishayakir. Some are of the opinion it's 36 minutes before actual sunrise, and it's calculated as a set time throughout the year, which can be quite late for people who are davening by the early minyanim in the winter. There's another calculation based on the Masorah that the Sefer Mivreshes brings in Yerushalayim, that they had a Masorah that it was 50 minutes before sunrise, around the time of the equinox. So based, you can calculate that amount of light in the sky based on the depth of the sun below the horizon, and then we can calculate that and apply it to any time of the year anywhere in the world. That's usually calculated as 8.5 degrees below the horizon, which is the calculation which many calendars give of Mishayakir. So once a person reaches the stage Mishayakir Metcheles Alavan, so now he has a chiyuv of tzitzis, and a person should put on the tzitzis at that point in time. A person awakens before that time, the chayyadim does not see that a person has a chiyuv to put on tzitzis at that point in time, and he can wait until the Zman of Mishayakir. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. Have a good morning.